FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A man who stabbed a woman 11 times at her home in Kent has been jailed for 27 years. The 74-year-old victim had been recovering from a serious horse riding accident when she was attacked in Wye last August. 32-year-old Leandis Muzikaitis from Stanley Road in Folkestone will have to spend another 5 years on licence when he's released. DI Lee Whitehead from Kent Police says the sentence for attempted murder sends out a strong message.
An attempted murder will be treated as seriously as a murder. He's going to serve at least 18 years of that sentence in prison, and even then he's going to have to demonstrate that he's no longer a risk to the public, so may well serve longer.
KMFM News.
Two police officers have been hurt following a crash involving a patrol car and a lorry on the M2. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, have been called to the coastbound carriageway between Sittingbourne and Faversham following the smash, which happened just before 11:30 this morning. As you heard in the Travel with Laura, the road's closed and is due to be shut for several hours. Parliament will be recalled later so politicians can pay tribute to MP Jo Cox. She died after being shot and stabbed in her West Yorkshire constituency on Thursday. Labour's Shulip Sadiq knew her well after being elected for the first time last year.
I'm going to be in the chamber without Jo in the chamber with us, and it just is, it's very difficult to think about it. I think what's come out of all of this is not just that Jo was an outstanding MP and did a lot in a year, but also how there's such an outpouring of grief.
52-year-old Thomas Mayer is due to appear at the Old Bailey later, charged with her murder.
KMFM News.
A woman's been taken to hospital after being hit by a train in West Kent. Emergency crews were called to the tracks at High Brooms in Tunbridge Wells just after nine this morning. It's not thought the victim's been seriously hurt. Services on the Tunbridge to Hastings line are currently delayed. The UN says a record number of people worldwide were displaced last year because of war and persecution. Its refugee agency says conflicts affected 65.3 million, up 10% from the previous year. More than a million people fled to Europe in 2015. Syra Grant is chief exec of the Joint Council for the Welfare of Immigrants. She says it's mainly developing countries that are dealing with the situation.
This is not an EU problem, as we've recently heard in headlines. This is not an EU crisis. This is a global crisis. And Britain has a very important role to play in helping resolve this global crisis.
A man's been arrested following a break-in at a Faversham newsagent's. KGN News on Preston Street has been sealed off by police since it happened at around 3 this morning. A 34-year-old from the town is being held on suspicion of burglary.
KMFM News.
A new style of supermarket aimed at reducing the number of people in food poverty is opening in Dover. Nifty's buys short-dated and damaged food from wholesalers and then sells it on at a discounted price, with nothing costing more than 75p. It'll be starting out at a pop-up shop in the Charlton Shopping Centre, but is hoping to become a permanent store. Founder Nathaniel Richards says it offers an alternative to food banks.
If they just prefer not to go down that route because they're too proud, or, you know, they don't want to feel like they're getting handouts, then I'm here as an alternative to say, yeah, I'm here, I'm part of a community, I will look after you. The long-term vision is to have a permanent setup in town, or mobile ways to get to the rural communities to make sure nobody misses out.
And the first ever live Glastonbury album is going to be released to support Oxfam's work with refugees. Coldplay, Muse and Fatboy Slim are among artists who've already agreed to include a song, which we recorded during this week's festival.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football and England and Wales are in Euro 2016 Group B action later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, a draw against Slovakia will be enough for England to take them through to the knockout stages. Roy Hodgson's thought to be taking a potential gamble by making six changes, including resting Wayne Rooney and bringing in Jack Wilshere. Rooney says he has no problem and that Jack is a fantastic player.
He can take the ball, he can run at players, he can create chances. So I think Jack doesn't have to prove himself to us as a teammate. He's an unbelievable player with a lot of ability, and I'm sure if he comes in there, he won't let anyone down and he'll be a real asset to the team.
Kickoff tonight at 8. As far as Wales are concerned, they would guarantee themselves a place in the knockout phase of the competition with a win in Toulouse tonight. They face Russia, who are bottom of Group B. And in cricket, rain has delayed play on the second day of Kent's championship game against Glamorgan. Only 21 overs were possible yesterday because of the bad weather in Cardiff. When play does get underway, Glamorgan will resume on 93 for 2.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.